You're very welcome back to This Week on RTE Radio 1. It might be hard to believe, but the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games takes place this Friday. Paris 2024 is a monumental undertaking with more than 10,000 athletes participating from 206 national Olympic committees. Our expert Sharon Gaffney joins us now from the City of Light. Sharon, is Paris ready for the Olympic Games?
Hi, Paul. It looks like we are. We're well and truly into the final stretch now, just 5 days from the opening ceremony. To be honest, it feels a little bit like the calm before the storm right now. Anyone familiar with Paris might know that Parisians traditionally tend to decamp en masse from about mid-July in the Bastille Day celebrations, heading away on holidays. So it is usually a really nice time to be here in the city, if you don't mind the odd occasional heat wave. But it's particularly quiet right now and has been for several weeks. Tourists seem to be either avoiding the city entirely or waiting to come during the Olympics. So despite, you know, there's been a lot of general grumbling over the last few months from people living here about, you know, the transport restrictions that are going to be in place, the security measures. But there is really, I think, a feeling now that the Games, they should offer some kind of respite amid the, you know, the ongoing political uncertainty, turbulent times here the last few months, as you know, Paul. But so far, 8.8 million tickets have been sold. There are still tickets available, though, okay, if anyone does plan on coming over last minute. If you are in Paris, the city centre doesn't look as you might usually see it. There's tens of thousands, literally, of security barriers in place around the venues that have been set up to host some of the events and also ride along the Seine, where the opening ceremony is due to take place on Friday.
And what's going to be in that opening ceremony?
Yeah, it's been really shrouded in mystery. Rehearsals have been taking place in secret locations around France, actually. There won't be a full dress rehearsal before the actual event, but yesterday at dawn, people who happened to be passing by the Seine, they got a glimpse of the 100 boats or so passing down through the river, a rehearsal of sorts. But what we do know is that it's really going to be spectacular. There'll be 7,000 athletes, performers on those boats that be part of a parade leaving. They'll be going along a 6 kilometre stretch of the Seine, leaving at Austerlitz. They'll arrive at the Eiffel Tower. The artistic director, he's been giving a few hints, pointing to, you know, the likes of Emily in Paris, the Netflix show, and the romantic views really that people have of Paris, saying that he's going to be playing with some of those cliches, turning them on their heads to show how Paris is constantly reinventing itself. So if you do happen to be lucky enough to be able to get close to the Seine, there's stands that have been installed, there's some giant screens set up, there's something that looks like a skate park, constructed in the style of a landscaped garden, but very few people can currently get in. The entire area has been locked off. You need a QR code to get anywhere near it.
Tell us this, why has the Paris mayor been swimming in the Seine?
Yeah, she's not the only one. So she and the French sports minister, actually, they both took the plunge. They're trying to highlight really the efforts that have been made to clean up the river. We're still waiting for President Emmanuel Macron. He said he would also be testing the waters, but his advisor is pointing out that actually he's a bit busy right now with the ongoing negotiations to form a new government. And, you know, he never said he'd do so before the Olympics, so perhaps afterwards. But swimming in the river itself has been banned for health and safety reasons since 1923. But there's been promises from various politicians since the 1990s saying that, you know, they'll clean up the river, Parisians will one day be able to swim in it again. So they've put 1.4 billion euro into this operation to get the river cleaned in time for the Olympics, as well as hosting the opening ceremony. The triathlon is due to take place there, and also long distance open water swimming competitions. But there have been issues up until very recently with the water quality in the river. It's going to be tested regularly before the events on the days when the events are due to take place. If it isn't clean enough on the days the events are due to be happening, organisers are saying, don't worry, we could postpone those events, or we can move, you know, the long distance swimming events to a river to the east of Paris.
Wow, a massive logistical event. But Sharon Gaffney from Paris, thank you very much for giving us an insight into it.